Okay, Nancy, so in our last week's Food for Thought, we were talking about your favorite foods from places and times gone by. And as always, whenever we talk about anything remotely like this, I got one or two notes from people mentioning beef on weck, which is a specialty of upstate New York, specifically Buffalo, which is a roast beef sandwich on a Kimmelweck bun.
The first time I ever heard about it was a million years ago, and I did a story on what I called old hunger, exactly what we were talking about. And I heard from a lot of New Yorkers about beef on weck. I've never had it, though. So have you?
I have now, because I thought, I'm going to make this. And I found a recipe for the Kimmelweck bun, and I made the bun, and I got some roast beef, and I made the beef on weck. And it was okay.
So you went to all this trouble to make the bread. You actually made the bread, you roasted the beef, and it was just okay?
Well, I didn't roast the beef. I bought the roast beef.
But oh, okay. I feel better already.
I did make my own Kimmelweck buns with the King Arthur flour recipe, and they were okay, except that when I turned the top of the bun over after I cut it in half, all the seeds fell off. But it was fine. It was a roast beef sandwich. I don't know what the big deal
is. You know what? It's kind of like where I'm from. Of course, a Philadelphia cheesesteak is the way to go, and I ate quite a few of them on my recent foray, as I think we discussed a couple of weeks back. But I've never tried to make a cheesesteak sandwich at home because, you know, I guess in my mind it's never going to taste as good. But the truth of the matter is, if I could get the right roll, and I know I could probably swing that, even if I fake it a little bit by finding kind of the right French roll instead of the right Italian roll, even a decent Kaiser roll might work. God forbid somebody slapped me for suggesting it. And instead of getting low quality top round, maybe I should make it with a piece of actual steak, and it would best what I know from my childhood.
Is the actual Philly cheesesteak that you would get at a place in Philly is not made with a high-quality steak, right?
No, it's not. And the secret, as I understand it, is to freeze that meat so you can slice it really thin.
Yeah. You want to partially freeze meat to slice it really thin. It's a good trick for meat that you prepare for stir-frying, too. Well, it seems to me that would be kind of like putting a tuxedo on a gorilla to be using high-quality steak for a Philly cheesesteak, right?
Well, you could say that, but, you know, I can go get one that's a contender out at many different places around here, or I could try to make it at home. When it comes to eating a beef sandwich, which everybody has their own opinion about, I think that there's a couple of places that I would immediately send people. One is to Pecos Pit Barbecue for a beef brisket sandwich. Mm. Because as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to a beef sandwich, it's got to be brisket. And ditto for the incredible braised beef brisket sandwich with roasted onion and horseradish aioli on a brioche roll at Matt's in the Market. I like to go there for lunch and have that.
Wow, I'm surprised a thing like that is even legal. I'd like to see what one of those things looks like.
Yeah, I think I could send you a picture of that.
I'll put it on the Food for Thought web post at kplu.org, along with a couple of pictures from my beef on weck experiment. So that's your favorite roast beef sandwich. You know, I think mine would probably be just roast beef on New York rye with butter and hot mustard that you make out of the Coleman's powdered mustard, you know, like Chinese mustard,
yeah,
and thinly sliced onion.
Yeah, that wouldn't do it for me at all.
Well, that's what makes horse racing, and you can see all the pictures and send in your own votes for the best roast beef sandwich around at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein asking,
hey, where's the beef?